back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Manny Perez. He was appointed Secretary of Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development under then-Governor Scott Walker, Rebecca Clefish, and left shortly thereafter. You know, sir, we were talking about the creation of jobs. You look at the state. There is no shortage of jobs. It's quality jobs. And yes. And so how do you attract quality jobs? I mean, you know, that was a time when quality jobs were all over the state. And they've since gone. What are the chances of any of those quality jobs ever returning?
There's a couple of things that need to be done, which is one is reform in the educational system towards more skilled and highly technical jobs that are paid at a higher rate. That's number one. And that starts in primary school, secondary school, technical school, and university. Secondly, but in order to do that, you have to lower crime, you have to support education, and you have to support nutrition, for example, in the lower income classes.
So I hate to cut you off, but what comes first, the chicken or the egg? Crime comes from the lack of opportunities.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, but you see, you have to take a comprehensive approach to all of this. You have to take a comprehensive approach. Many little things done simultaneously. For example, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation needs to quintuple its efforts to attract large and mid-sized companies so as to create the demand for those jobs. You see? And at the same time, we need to support more minority business development that is going to increase the labor demand for high-quality jobs inside the inner city. So, you see, it requires a comprehensive approach. It's like an engine, you know, where you're tweaking here, tweaking there, right. And it's not a recipe. It's not like a cooking recipe. Put this. No. You have to. It's an art. And for that, you have to be very committed and know the details.
But
you know, like, for example.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
For example, the Department of Children and Families, Corrections, and all of those departments need to be completely aligned to the Department of Workforce Development. All of those need to be aligned completely to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. That means that the economic development regions in the state of Wisconsin and the workforce development regions need to work completely as a team. And the Wisconsin Economic Development needs to spearhead by increasing the efforts to attract large companies, mid-sized companies, and then support small minority in small business development. So it's really it's a question of having the political will and the business savvy to execute without letting politicking into the place.
So
that's the problem.
So how do you begin? When to get those beliefs, because everything you just laid out would be the answer to many of the issues that exist in cities like Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, and other places where minorities are. When you have to get people to believe that the things you just said are the answer and not more law enforcement and more jails and more, that's the mentality that exists. And so how do you get that part of it changed on the legislative level to coincide with what you just said?
Well, to begin with, it starts with the head of the leadership, which is the governor. It starts with the citizens demanding those results. Remember, the politician, the governor works for the people. The people don't work for the governor. So it also involves that the citizens demand those things the citizens across the entire state, and also for the leadership, the governor and the assembly, to change their mind. I believe that with this change, you know, the average Republican spoke, particularly the ones in rural Wisconsin. I hope that the Republicans in the legislature get the message. And I hope that the corporate donors get the message. People are angry. People are angry at the establishment. People are angry at the maneuvering. People are angry at not seeing results. I mean, this conversation, I have had this conversation since 2011. We have wasted so much time on the politicking that it's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
You know, Manny, people are certainly angry in the central city. They're not just angry in rural areas. The central cities of Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, and other places are devastated, and some of the worst in the entire nation outcomes in the entire nation, and have been for a long, long time. And nobody's listening. So why would they then begin to listen, sir, in the rural areas?
I think the citizens in the rural areas, in the inner cities, in Racine and all of the cities, the citizen needs to become even more organized and more demanding of the leaders, no matter what.
And more educated, because the average citizen does not know all of the interconnectedness of those different departments of government that you are talking about.
Absolutely, absolutely. And put people in power as head of those agencies that are actually committed and have knowledge, have ethics, and have experience, not people that come to experiment on the lives of others, which is what Walker and Clifish did, experimenting with others while they were serving other business interests, which was their corporate donors.
You know, the people saw, and to this day, are suffering the pains of Foxconn.
Yes, absolutely.
And that was people who trusted and believed in Scott Walker and Rebecca Clefish and Donald Trump and Paul Ryan and Rance Priebus and Ron Johnson. All of those people who attached their names, you know, in gold to Foxconn. Excuse me, and all talked about this was going to be the great game changer, and that we wound up out of all the other states that wanted Foxconn. I remember like yesterday, sir, that we won. The state of Wisconsin won over all the other states in the nation when we got Foxconn. That was what they were saying.
Absolutely.
That is what they were saying. And as it turns out, the other states knew more than what we knew. And it wasn't so much that we won. It was that the other states knew and were smarter than we were and knew what the outcome was going to be.
And Scott Walker wanted to look good for the elections.
Yeah, he was going to run for president. He was going to run for president.
Exactly, and as a result, he threw the house by the window. He gave them everything they wanted at the expense of the people in Wisconsin.
And the people have not recovered to this point in time. And it does just go to show, Manny, how the people have to be educated. Because if they aren't educated to how government works, you know, it's not enough to vote, right? I mean, it's just not enough to vote. What we do is bring people, you know, to the water trough, and that's voting. But then the people are still thirsty, and we haven't taught them to lower their heads and drink. Because
Absolutely.
Because to just constantly say vote, 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 and then the people don't have any concept at all about the complexities of the those departments that you talked about. And yeah. and their interconnectedness with the day-to-day lives of the American people, that's at the root of all this, Manny.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so your people that get into those agencies, they have to be experts at responsible decision-making with a track record of results. That's what needs to occur. But the citizens need to get involved, and they need to be demanding. The politicians work for the people. The people don't work for the politicians. I don't know when it got turned around.
Well, it's certainly been turned around and for a long time now, and the outcome of it has not been very good to the people,
either
on the Democratic side of it or on the Republican side of it.
Absolutely.
The people have been sheep. And,
Absolutely.
And so the people are struggling, as you stated, in rural areas. The paper mills left. They didn't leave on their own accord. Politicians passed laws that made it possible. That was in the best interest of the corporations and not in the best interest of the people.
Absolutely, absolutely. You mentioned yesterday that it would be very good to have a comparative review of the Evers and Tim Michaels government plan. I think that will be very good, and I will certainly conduct a comparative review of both and offer an impartial technical review of each. And I will reach to the Michaels campaign and obtain their official government plan, and also to the Evers campaign, and perform a review, and then I can come here to this program and say this and this and this based on the programs that they give me.
We will be honored to have you do just that. And you know, we're 100 days away from a one of the most important decisions, and you always hear that, but this really is. So hang on, we got to go to another break, if you will. Mr. Manny Perez, he is a former secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development under Scott Walker and Rebecca Clefish. We'll be right back. We gotta work it out. We gotta work it out.